Rajanandana Vrajanandana Yasodanandana Vrajanandana Yamuna Tira Vanchani Yamuna Tira Vanchani Radha Madhava Kunja Vihare Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihare Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Vargare Yasodanandan Vrajananandana Yasodanandan Vrajananandana Yasodanandan Rajananandana Yamuna Tira Vanchari Yamuna Tira Vanchari Radha Madhava Kunja Vihare Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihare Jaya Radha Madhava
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्य स्तोत्र सचरी श्रृंसला भय सरनारविंद भक्ति विधान गोस्वामी महाराज श्री रूपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्य स्तोत्र सचरी श्रृंसला भक्ति सिद्धांत सच दि ठाकुर महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय। इस कान बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य इस डिवाइन ग्रेस प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्री हरदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय। श्री श्री वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय। श्री श्री नवदीप द्वारका धाम की जय। श्री धाम मायापुर धाम की जय। यमुना मई गंगा मई की जय। तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की जय। साम वेद भक्त वृंद की जय। युग धर्म हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। संकीर्तन यज्ञ की जय। Our loving spiritual master, His divine grace, Savior of the whole world, most merciful Jagat Guru, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Most merciful Jagat Guru, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki jai. Nitaya Gaur Pemanandi Hari Hari Bol. Nitaya Gaur Pemanandi Hari Bol. All glories to Sambal Bode. All glories to Sambal Bode. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga, all glories to Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Om Vishnu. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Arupa Kadamayam Dadhati Swapadantikam वंदेहम श्री गुरु श्री युद्धपद कमलम श्री गुरुम वैष्णवाम च श्री रूपम साग्र जातम सागना रघुनाथम विदम तम सजीवम साद्वैतम सावधूतम परिजना सहितम श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य देवम राधा कृष्णा पादान सागना ललिता श्री विशाखा वितंश हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपी का कांत श्री राधा कांतन वसुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी मृषवानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि वाञ्छाकल्पतरुयस्य कृपा सिन्धुमेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः टुगेदर जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे राम 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 नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपदाय भूतले श्रीमद् भक्तिविदान स्वामी नामने नमस्ते सच्चुदेव गौरवाणी प्रचारणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात देश तारणे सो एवरीबॉडी इज वेलकम ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स Young and old, the morning Bhagavatam class. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यां नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेव्या भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भक्ति नेष्ट की बिफोर साइटिंग द श्रीमद् भागवतम विच इज अवर वेरी मीन्स ऑफ कॉन्क्वेस्ट आई ऑफर माय रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसेंसेस अंडर द पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड एंड नारायण And to Nandanayana, she is the supermost human being. And to Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning. And to Srila Vyasadeva, the author. And to Srila Prabhupada, our loving spiritual master. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3rd, Chapter 27, Text 4. Understanding material nature. Please repeat. Arate hi avidyamane ape samsriti ना निवर्तते ध्यायतो विषयान् अस्य स्वप्ने अनार्थगमो यथा अर्थे हि विद्यमाने अपि संस्कृतिर्ना निवर्तते ध्यायतो विषयान्नस्य स्वप्नेनर्थागमो यथा अर्थे हि विद्यमाने अपि संस्कृतिर्न निवर्तते ध्यायतो विषयान्नस्य स्वप्ने नर्थागमो यथा अर्थे हि विद्यमाने अपि संस्कृतिर्न निवर्तते जायतो विषयान् अस्य स्वप्ने नर्तागमो यथा। Arate, real cause. He, certainly. Avidyamane, not existing. Ape, although. Samsriti, the material existential condition. Na, not. Nivartate, does cease. Dhyayata, contemplating. Vishyan, objects of the senses. Asya, of the living entity. Swapane, in a dream. Anartha, of disadvantages. Agama, arrival. Yatha, like. Translation, please repeat. Actually, a living entity is transcendental to material existence. But because of his mentality of lording it over material nature, his material existential condition does not cease. And just as in a dream he is affected by all sorts of disadvantages. Purported by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanarvind Bhakti Vidhan, Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. The example of a dream is very appropriate. Due to different mental conditions in dreams, we are put into advantages and disadvantages. Position. Similarly, the spirit soul has nothing to do with the material nature, but because of his mentality of lording it over, he is put into the position of conditional existence. So, dear devotees, here Srila Prabhupada, in his beautiful purport, he is explaining the root cause of our problem. The root cause of our problem is that we want to control everything. We want to lord it over. I am the master of all I survey. Everything belongs to me. I have killed some enemies and some remaining I am going to kill, and there will be no enemy. This mentality actually has started from, kama, lust. Kamesha, krodesha, rajogun, samudbhava, mahachano, mahatpapma, vidyenam, himarinam. From lust, anger arise, then attachment, kam, krodh, moh, and then greed, then ahankar, false ego. Actually, this is the product of false ego, lord it over, to control. We conditioned soul, we like to control everything. But our acharyas, Thakur Bhaktivinoda Maharaj, in his beautiful song, what he's saying? Gopinath sakali tomar maya. My dear Lord of the Gopis, everywhere is your illusory energy. Sakali tomar maya. Nahi mama bal jnana sunirmal swadin nahe kaya. I have no strength, my Lord. Nahi mama bal. No knowledge. So that I can overcome your maya. And above that, swadhin nahe kaya. My body is not in my control. I want to control everything, but my body is not in my control. See, this is maya. I want to control everything, but my body, this moment I am okay, next moment I am lying in the bed, So, this is conditioned state. And the root cause of everything, as it is said here, to lord it over, this material condition doesn't cease actually, but everything starts from lust, calm. Arjuna asked the question to Sri Krishna, chapter 3, verse 36. Arjuna vacha atha kena priyuktoyam papam charati purushaha anichannapi varshanya valadivani yojita. My dear descendant of Vrishni, why if jiva sometimes against his will, he is forced to commit sinful activities? What's the reason for this? Then Prabhupada in the purport is explaining that it's not the super soul who is forcing us to do different things. No. The cause is different. It's in the next verse. Verse 37, chapter 3. Lord Sri Krishna is saying, Kamesha krodesha rajogun samudbhava mahachano mahatmapma vidyenam hi varinam. Arjun, this is a lust. Which arises from the contact of material mode of passion in this material world. And when it is not satisfied, it turns into wrath, which is the all-devouring sinful enemy, Supreme Lord Sri Krishna is saying. Which is the all-devouring sinful enemy of this material world, this lust. It's not that lust for a woman, lust for a man, no. Lust for name, lust for fame, lust for followers, lust for anything of this material world is dirty, is filthy. It will take us to the hellish condition. That's why Supreme Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, most merciful Lord, to whom we got by the mercy of our all merciful Gurudev Srila Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya, he didn't write many books. He spoke Bhagavad Gita when he appeared as Krishna. But in this incarnation as Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, only 8 verses, Shikshashtaka. In one of the verses saying, Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, कवितांबा जगदीश कामे मम जन्मनि जन्मनि ईश्वरे भवताद भक्तिर अहैतुकी त्वयि. ओ ऑलमाइटी लॉर्ड, आई हैव नो डिजायर टू कम्युलेट वेल्थ. यू डोंट वांट वेल्थ, एवरीबॉडी इज आफ्टर मनी. मनी मनी मनी, मनी इज हनी, स्वीटर देन हनी. यू डोंट वांट मनी, नो, ना धनम ना जनम. If one is a guru, he wants many followers. He should run around him, you know, here and there, then he's very happy. So many followers around. It's very dangerous to have so many followers. If one cannot deliver them, it's very dangerous. Guru na shayat, one should not become guru. Matri, janini na shayat, pitri na shayat. One should not become mother, father, guru if they cannot deliver their dependents. Lord is warning us, not janam. Ballavacharya, who was contemporary of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya didn't appreciate him very much, but anyway, he was also a devotee, pure devotee, one of the bona fide sampradaya. He was having a prakarma of Brija with his followers 500 years back. When he was having prakarma, on the prakarma, I saw a very big python. And so many ants are eating that python. So he sat down near that python. And he told his followers, you go, I'm going to be here. They inquired, you were supposed to be with us in the prakarma, what's the reason? So then he disclosed, this python, you see, he was a guru in his previous life. And all these ants are eating him, they were all his disciples. He couldn't deliver them. Now they are eating him in this body. So I am going to recite 108 time Bhagavatam for this soul in the body of a python and deliver him. And I did that. And then the soul gave up the python body, assumed very good body, and he thanked Malvacharya. He said, I am very thankful to you. You relieved me from this miserable situation. So very dangerous. Janam. We want disciples. No. Very, very dangerous. Yeah, okay. If somebody is inspired spontaneously, then Krishna will take care of him because Krishna is guiding him. So go to this person. You know. Otherwise, if Guru is hunting for disciples, just for the sake of name, fame, he is lusty for disciples, very dangerous. Very dangerous. Then, Sundarim, beautiful woman. Man wants a beautiful woman. And woman also wants a beautiful man. But mainly, problem is with the man, mainly. But Lord is saying, no. Sundarem, I don't want beautiful woman. Kavitam, I don't want to become big orator also. Big poet. No. It's all dangerous. So then, what do you want? Mam janmani janmani ishvare bhavatad bhaktir ahaitu kitoi. I just want to serve you, my Lord, bhakti. Unalloyed devotion service, unmotivated, uninterrupted. Save pumso paro dharmo yato bhaktir adhokshade. Adhokshade is the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, who we cannot actually perceive Lord with this blunt materialistic senses. Adhokshade. And which kind of devotional service should be to the Supreme Lord? Ahaituki apritiyata. I don't want anything, just to please the Lord, just to serve Him. Ahaituki apritihata yayatma suprasidati. That kind of devotional service is going to give us Krishna Prem. First, that devotional service will relieve us from all kinds of dirty things, anarthas, unwanted things. Prabhupada, I was hearing Prabhupada's lecture, three kind of stages of chanting. First is offensive stage. Then, almost clearing stage, then clearing stage. Prabhupada said, clearing stage, all clearing stage will give us Krishna Prem. And purpose of life is to have Krishna Prem. Nothing else. What else we want here? Everything here is doomed to decay. Everything here is of temporary nature. Why Prahlad Maharaj is so much adored? Why Prahlad Maharaj is respected so much? When Lord Nishingadev appeared before him, He said, my dear Prahlad, what do you want? I'm very pleased with you. Prahlad Maharaj said, my lord, I'm not a businessman. I'm not a merchant. Business means you give money and get some product, some, you know, goods you get. Bhakti is not a business. Devotional service means just to please the Lord. This is the greatest gift of Srila Prabhupada. Originally, Lord Sri Krishna gave, but then Prabhupada gave to the whole world. Nothing in return, just to serve you. Prahlad Maharaj said, my Lord, I am not a merchant. No, Lord is insisting. No, Prahlad, you should ask. The J. Krishna Bhaje Sei Bada Chatur. Anyone who worships Krishna is very intelligent. Prahlad Maharaj is super intelligent. He's a pure devotee. He said, my Lord is insisting. So I must ask him something. All right, my Lord, if you want to give me something, then forgive my father. Which father? Rascal father. Who was killing his own son. And son has the greatest fault. What was the fault of a son? That he was a devotee. Actually, to be a devotee is also fault sometimes, you know. Because demons, they don't like devotees. There's the North Pole and the South Pole. They don't like. Of course, devotees are kind to the demonic people. But whereas demons are not kind to the devotees. They never like them. Then question arise. Prahlad, your father was trying to kill you. And he gave you so much trouble, so much problem. And you want that he should be forgiven? So what was the reply of Prahlad Maharaj? Prahlad Maharaj said, actually, who can give problem to whom? This was my karma. This is understanding. This is the understanding of a Vaishnava devotee. Prahlad Maharaj didn't accuse his father. He said, this was my karma. Same thing our great Srila Haridas Thakur said. When Haridas Thakur was beaten by those the Yavanas, you know, they were trying to kill him with the hunters. So Srila Haridas Thakur Maharaj, the greatest Vaishnava, was saying, my Lord, please forgive them. They don't know what they are doing. And same thing Jesus Christ said. My Lord, please excuse them. The Prabhupada adored Jesus Christ also. He said, my Lord, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing. So this is the position of a devotee. Yesterday I gave this pamphlet to my dear brother, Suvas Prabhu. So this I like. I have printed this in India. And I like. You read this? I am going to read for all of you. Srila Prabhupada says, all conditioned souls are under illusion. Suppose a doctor goes to a patient who is having convulsions and talking nonsense. That does not mean he will refuse to treat him. He treats him as a friend. Although the patient calls him ill names, still he gives him the medicine. Just like Lord Jesus Christ said, you hate the sin, not the sinner. Not the sinner. This is very nice. Prabhupada is saying it's very nice. Because the sinner is in illusion. He is mad. If you hate him, then how can you deliver him? Therefore, those who are devotees, those who are really servants of God, they have no hate for anyone. We have to make up our mind. No hate for anyone. If we are trying to be a servant of God, no hate for anyone. No hate for anyone. Lord Jesus Christ, when he was being crucified, he requested, my Lord, please excuse them. They do not know what they are doing. This is the position of a devotee. Because they are mad after the materialistic way of thinking. They cannot be happy anyone. So this Krishna consciousness movement is so nice that there is no question of hating. Everyone is welcome. Please come here. Chant Hare Krishna. Take Krishna Prasadam. And hear some philosophy from Bhagavad Gita. And try to rectify your conditioned life. This is the program. Krishna consciousness. Lord Chaitanya introduced this. Jare dekha tare kaho Krishna upadesh. To whomever you meet, wherever you meet him, simply try to teach him Krishna consciousness. Krishna katha, words from Lord Krishna. You will be happy and they will be happy. One place Prabhupada said, Krishna upadesh. Don't give your upadesh. Prabhupada, don't give your upadesh. Krishna upadesh. Just repeat what Krishna said. So I have few pamphlets. If anybody desires, can have one. Meditate on this. No enemy from today onward. Prahlad Maharaj taught us. Haridas Thakur taught us. Lord Jesus Christ also taught us. So, we have to look to these wonderful Vaishnavas. Prabhupada has given us Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruv Maharaj. And so many other, our predecessor Acharyas, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji, Six Goswamis of Vrindavan, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj, Srila Gaurakshu Das Babaji. We have to look to them. Once here in Los Angeles, one devotee came and he approached the temple president. He said, I want to stay here. Temple president said, you get out of here. It was not Suvas, different temple president. Don't misunderstand. Okay. Suvas, can I do this? Manubhut, you know, yesterday I met him and he said, oh, Suvas, let me stay. And he was very happy, you know. I like to thank Suvas helping Manubhu, Bhakta Manubhu, you know. So, he came and he said, get out of here. Then Prabhupada was also around here. He's also around here sitting here eternally, blessing all of us. And temple president approached Prabhupada. He said, Prabhupada, such and such devotee may come to you. And Prabhupada, don't let him stay in the temple. Prabhupada said, why? Prabhupada, he's very fallen soul. And this is the 12th time that he has come back. So you know what Prabhupada said? He said, you should let him stay. Because my movement is for fallen souls. Can you imagine, Prabhupada? This is our great Prabhupada. Actually, you know, but I read, Prabhupada says that we don't hate anyone. Prabhupada was practicing this. It's not that he was saying only. They're saying in Hindi, Kathni and Karni. Kathni means you say, Karni means you do. There was no difference in Prabhupada saying and doing. But I say something and do something, that's my problem. But Prabhupada was not like this. Why Prabhupada was so powerful? Why his vani was so powerful? Whoever hurt Prabhupada, his heart was melted. He may be stone hearted, but he melt his heart. Why? Because he was a pure devotee. What he spoke, what he said, he practiced that. Same thing Lord Chaitanya did. Apani Achari Prabhu Jivire Shikhaye. By his own action, Lord is teaching us. Lord has taken sannyas and is performing such a great austerity just to teach us the fallen souls. So, Prabhupada was not trying to lord it over. But we became all his servants, you know. But he was not paying us any salary. But we were working like a madman for him. Why? Because of his purity, because of his, total surrender to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, because he was transcendentally situated. He was not on the mental plane. He was on the transcendental plane. He never cared for his body. He just cared for the preaching. I have seen, you know, I don't know, but pious act I have performed in my previous life that I met such a great guru. And he is my Gurudev. And he is my spiritual master. Before Prabhupada, I met so many others. But I was never satisfied. I was not happy, you know. But then I was praying to the Lord. My Lord, please give me your pure devotee as my spiritual master. It was Krishna's arrangement that I met his pure devotee. Srila Prabhupada. A wonderful Vaishnava. Now we need to follow him very strictly. Very, very, you know what you call it. Seriously and sincerely. Then our life will be successful and then we may become instrumental to make others' life successful also. Otherwise, the life is greatest failure. Greatest failure. Life can only be successful if I can come to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. If I can become devotee of Sri Krishna. If I surrender totally unto the lotus feet of Sri Krishna and work for his pleasure, not for my sense enjoyment. About sense enjoyment, I like this song of my grand spiritual master, Thakur Bhakti Vinod Maharaj, Thakur Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj Prabhupada. But my Gurudev's Gurudev is saying, this one song, Dushtamana, who is a real Vaishnava, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj दुष्ट मन तुम किसे रे वैष्णव प्रतिष्ठा रतारे निर्जने रे घरे तब हरि नाम केवल कई तब।
ओ विकट माइंड, व्हाट काइंड ऑफ वैष्णव डू यू थिंक यू आर?
योर प्रटेंशियस शो ऑफ चैंटिंग लॉर्ड हरिस होली नेम इन ए सॉलिटरी प्लेस इज ओनली फॉर द सेक ऑफ अटेनिंग द फॉल्स प्रेस्टीज ऑफ ए वर्ल्डली रेपुटेशन।
वी शुड नॉट बी आफ्टर फॉल्स प्रेस्टीज डियर डिवोटीज। फॉल्स प्रेस्टीज विल वोंट गिव अस कृष्ण प्रेम, इट वोंट लीव अस द अनर्था विच वी हैव ऑन अवर हैंड्स।
इट इज नथिंग बट प्योर हिपोक्रेसी। जाड़े रा प्रतिष्ठा शुक्रे रा विष्णा जानो न कीता माया र भाई बाबा कनका कामनि दिवस यामनि भाविया की काजा अनित्य से सब।
सच मटेरियलिस्टिक प्रेस्टीज ठाकुर भक्तिदान महाराज सिंह इज एज डिस्कस्टिंग एज द स्टूल ऑफ ए हॉग। स्टूल ऑफ अ हॉग इज वेरी डिस्कस्टिंग।
ऑल द स्टूल्स आर डिस्कस्टिंग
बट द हॉग स्टूल इज वेरी डिस्कस्टिंग। व्हाई? बिकॉज ही ईट स्टूल ही पास अ स्टूल। व्हाट काइंड ऑफ स्टूल इज दैट?
डिस्कस्टिंग।
ठाकुर भक्तिदान महाराज सिंह एज डिस्कस्टिंग एज द स्टूल ऑफ ए हॉग।
Do you not know that it is only a mere illusion cast by the potency of Maya? What is the value of contemplating day and night your plans for enjoying wealth and woman?
I want wealth. I want woman. Money, money, money. I want millions of dollars. Money is honey.
No, all these things are only temporary.
ठाकुर भक्तिदान महाराज
दे आर टेम्पररी थिंग्स। तोमारा कन का,
दिस इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट,
तोमारा कन का भोगे राजन का कनकेरा द्वारे सेवो हे माधवा कामनीरी कामा नहत माधामा ताहारा मालिक केवल यादवा।
दिस आई लाइक वेरी मच।
व्हेन यू क्लेम वेल्थ एज योर ओन it creates in you over increasing desires for immaterial enjoyment.
Actually, wealth is not ours, you know. It doesn't belong to me. I didn't bring anything with me. I'm not going to take anything with me.
But out of my stupidness, I have become the proprietor of wealth, you know. No. Your riches should be used for serving Madhava, Sri Krishna. Hari Haraya Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namaha यादवाय माधवाय केशवाय नमः। गोपाल गोविंद राम श्री मधुसूदन गिरिधारी गोपीनाथ श्री मदन मोहन। योर
रिचीज शुड बी यूज टू फॉर सर्विंग माधवा। वी शुड कीप इट माइंड। इफ एनीबडी हैज मिलियंस ऑफ डॉलर्स जस्ट डोनेट टू द रुक्मणी द्वारकाधीश टेम्पल। यू नो
व्हाट एवर बैंक बैलेंस यू हैव जस्ट सर्व द लॉर्ड देन
you will be in the Gaulok Vrindavan after leaving this body. Live eternally there.
The Lord of the wealth. Madhava is the Lord of the wealth. Neither it is your proper place to indulge in lust for woman. No. Whose only true proprietor is Lord Yadava. Krishna is the proprietor of woman. And Madhava is the proprietor of riches. We are not the proprietor. This is the disease we have. I want to enjoy.
Keep on changing different vibes, you know. It's very, very dangerous. Not good.
It's hellish.
But because no purification has taken place, that's why I want to enjoy more and more. So, dear devotees, this so-called enjoyment is very, very painful actually for the soul. Very, very painful. Real enjoyment is to serve the Lord. Serve the Lord, you know.
Gopis, why they are so much adored? Because they just want to please Krishna. They didn't care for their families, their husbands, their in-laws, and they just please Krishna. That's why Lord Chaitanya gave us this mood. Gopi bhratpad kamale or das dasan udas. Prabhupada said 1,000 times further. We want to become servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the gopis. If we can do this, then
then it's wonderful. In one lecture, Prabhupada is saying, we say Prabhu. Prabhu means master. I am your servant. In saying, we say Prabhu. But we don't practice that I am your servant. No. I may have said to you, Prabhu, but I am your master. You are my servant. That's not proper. Prabhu, Prabhupada gave us a Prabhu. Prabhu means you are my master. I am your servant. We should practice this. Lord Chaitanya, he is so wonderful, Lord. He is so humble, you know. Because he is a true devotee. True devotee. He is a perfect devotee. Purna Bhakta. We cannot become Purna, but we pray for the mercy of Lord Garangada. Give us a little tinge of devotional service, you know. You are the emblem of Bhakti. Radha Bhav. Lord Chaitanya enjoyed so much. You know why we are here in Rukmani Dwarka, this temple in 3764 Varsika Avenue? Is by the mercy of Lord Gauranga. Lord Gauranga, when Krishna appeared in the mood of Radharani, he became so pleased because he enjoyed serving himself so much. Lord wanted to know what enjoyment Radharani gets while serving me. Now how he can find out? He assumed that mood. Now he's enjoying so much. He opened up the storehouse of Krishna Prem. We fallen people of Kali Yuga. We are not fit for Krishna Prem. Because Radha, Mother Radha. Huh? Radharani's mercy. Lord Sri Krishna opened up the storehouse of Krishna Prem for the fallen people of Kali Yuga. Actually, this is the mercy of Radharani. Lord enjoyed so much the mood of Radharani. So, all you people, fallen people of Kali Yuga, take this Krishna Prem. Take this Krishna Prem, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Actually, this is originally mercy of Lord Chaitanya. But still we were forgetting. Then Lord Chaitanya sent his pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada. He took so much trouble, came here and made this Watsik Avenue, this Los Angeles, as his Western World headquarters. Prabhupada loved this place very much. Now, on your intelligence test, quick answer. If one who will give quick answer, I forgot something. In my room, I have something, some prasadam. Someone will guess this prasadam is from where, then he will also get some reward. So quick, you know, there was a earthquake here, very big earthquake, few years back. How many years back? 10 years back. And, you know, it was predicted by Nostradamus. He has predicted this, yeah. And in his prediction, he has mentioned Southern California is going to drown in the water. This was the prediction. This is the prediction. But why didn't drown? Why didn't drown Southern California? Earthquake was there that time. Why? Who can answer? The quick answer. It's so long. Who can answer? Huh? Sura. Yes. He said, Sava said, you heard him say. Yes. That's there, but something else. Yes. No. He did like this. Anybody else? No. Because, yes. What he said?
He said it was already drowned in love of God.
Anyway, our Dravida Prabhu, you know, very nice. Okay, real point you are missing. No, listen carefully. The reason he didn't drown, because Srila Prabhupada stepped on this land. This is the main reason. A pure devotee has stepped on this land, purified this, and it happened. But not it's supposed to happen, big way, drown everything. No. Billions of lawless loss was there. So dear devotees, it's pure devotees' mercy. Prabhupada's mercy. That we were saved. And if the Twin Towers fell down also in New York, it was also supposed to happen very big. But Prabhupada's Radha Govind's temple is there. He started his mission from there. It was also protected. So we have to strongly hold on to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. It is mentioned, O he Vaishnava Thakur Dayara Sagar Idase Karuna Kari दिया पाद छाया शोधो है माया तुमार चरण धोरी.
I am holding on your lotus feet. Please give me the shade of your lotus feet and purify me. And Prabhupada can purify. He has purified us. And we want more purification. We want so much purification that we want to become all pure so that we can meet all pure personality of Godhead Sri Krishna. We cannot be with Krishna unless we are pure. If there is any impurity, and biggest impurity is this lust for a woman, lust for a man. This is the biggest impurity. Lust for anything of this material world. In one song, our great Charya Raghunath Das Goswami Maharaj is saying, and that, my dear mind, you have given up lusty desires, but have you given up the desire for name and fame? Have you given up the desire for false prestige? Mana Shiksha. Very difficult to give up. Acharyas are teaching us. We don't want anything. We just want to please Krishna, then the Krishna Prem will be there. As long as one continues to think that he can enjoy material advantages, he is in conditioned life. There's conditioned life. What is a liberated life? No enjoyment. Conditioned life, full of enjoyment. I want to enjoy. But as soon as he comes to his senses, he develops the knowledge that he is not the enjoyer, for the only enjoyer is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 5:29, he is the beneficiary for all the results of sacrifices and penances. Bhoktaram jagtapsam sarvlokam heshwaram. And he is the proprietor of all the three worlds, sarvlokam heshwaram. He is the actual friend of all living entities. Suhardam sarvbhutanam. But instead of having proprietorship, enjoyment, and the actual position as the friend of all living entities to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we claim that we are the proprietors, the enjoyers, and the friends. We perform philanthropic work thinking that we are the friends of human society. Someone may proclaim himself to be a very good national worker, the best friend of the people and of the country, but actually he cannot be the greatest friend of everyone. The only friend is Krishna. One should try to raise the consciousness of the conditioned soul to the platform of understanding that Krishna is his actual friend. If one team makes friendship with Krishna, one will never be cheated and he will get all help needed. Arousing this conditionness, consciousness of the conditioned soul is the greatest service. This is the greatest service to elevate people to the Krishna consciousness. Not posing oneself as a great friend of another living entity. The power of friendship is limited. Although one claims to be a friend, he cannot be a friend unlimitedly. There are an unlimited number of living entities and our resources are limited. Therefore, we cannot be of any real benefit to the people in general. The best service to the people in general is to awaken them to Krishna consciousness so that they may know that the supreme enjoyer, the supreme proprietor, and the supreme friend is Krishna. Then this illusory dream of lording it over material nature will vanish. It's wonderful. So devotees, we have to become, all of you are very good. You know this? All of you are very good. You know this? Why you are not saying yes? All of you are very good. But what? You have to become more good. You have to become more good. You are good, but you have to become more good. Come to the lotus feet of Krishna and become fully conscious of him. Spread the glories. Prayers I like very nice. That, my Lord, please send us, Rukmini Dwarkadish, more and more Sankirtan devotees. This is needed. We need here actually 10,000 Sankirtan devotees. In California area, they go every door to door and distribute books. If you love me,
please distribute my books. And actually, our link to Sri Krishna is Prabhupada. And we should try to please him. And by book distribution, he is very much pleased. This is what Prabhupada has said. Thank you very much. And all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Any question anybody has? Any comments, question? Please feel free to ask. Yes. Sometime. Because of our conditioned state. Because it's difficult to forget, it's our conditioned state. It's my impurity. It's the only thing I should make up my mind, head towards purity. I should become pure. When I will be pure by thinking of Prahlad Maharaj, thinking of Haridas Thakur, thinking of Srila Prabhupada, then I will forget. No problem. Oh, he insulted me. He is a devotee, but still he has a long way to go. That's why he is insulting me. But anyway, Krishna bless him also. This way we should pray to Krishna. You understand? Thank you very much. Any other question? Anybody has? Why not so many questions? I like so many. Yes? Not hitting anyone. I didn't say, Prabhupada said this. I'm trying to follow my Gurudev. No hitting anyone. Huh?
How do we understand
Srila Prabhupada's
attitude towards Mr. Nair?
What did he say to Nair? Prabhupada said this. Okay. Here's something to understand. Because Mr. Nair was a hindrance to establish that temple, he was trying to cheat a devotee. As long as he was there, so this big temple in Bombay could not have come up, you know. And you know that where Radha Rasvari temple is there, already one temple was there. In digging, I was there when digging was there, and one plaque was found. 500 years back, there was a Lord Ganpati's temple there, same place. So Nair was a hindrance, you know, to spread Krishna consciousness. So why, you know, for the sake of community, you can sacrifice one Nair, you know, what is the big thing? What is the big thing? And because so many souls were saved in Bombay, you know. We are not supposed to please only Nair, you know. He was trying to cheat Prabhupada. He took the money. And is it clear? Thank you very much for your understanding. Well, yes, any other question? Actually, to ask a question is a sign of intelligence. Yes. No question. All right, what can I say? Please, repeat after me. Okay, I have some prasadam. Everybody is coming to the prasadam room? More or less. So maybe I will bring that prasadam there. Anybody who guessed that prasadam, first one, guess, huh? No. Sweet. Prasadam is sweet all the time. Anybody can guess? No. This prasadam is from where? Anybody else? No. Okay, now I have to disclose. I will get the reward. That prasadam is from Radha Govindji Jaipur. Our greatest acharya is Radha Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. His deities. You know, Radha Govindji, you know how many people comes to Mangala Arati? Thousands. Thousands. And that prasadam of Radha Govindji, I love that. It was for me, but now I have to share with all the residents of Rukmani Dwarkadesh, you know. I cannot be greedy, too much greedy, you know, it's not good. So that prasadam will be given in the, you know, prasadam hall. So please accept little and pray for the mercy of Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. Thank you very much. Please repeat, Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
battery is still little down. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Krishna
Krishna!
Hare Hare!
Hare
Hare!
Hare Ram!
Hare Ram!
Hare Ram!
Hare Ram!
Ram Ram!
Ram Ram!
Hare
Hare!
Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki! Shri Gaur Nitai Panch Tattva ki! Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Mata ki! Most beautiful Shri Rukmani Dwarka Dhish ki! Srila Prabhupada BBT Los Angeles ki! Hare Krishna! All of you ki! Hare Krishna!
Who wants this paper? No heading for anyone else.